I'm Monty Evans, head coach and president of Dell City Lightning Track Club.
What inspired you to create the club?
Oh, so I started the club back in 2010. My daughters were actually just coming out to a basketball court with me. That's my sport of choice. Played college ball at Michigan State University and was coaching basketball at that time, and they're twins, so they were at the time they were like four going on five, and just coming to play pickup and things of that sort. But fast forward, and they just, you know, would chase each other running and stuff, and a friend of mine told me I need to get them involved in track, and that was the lightning in the bug, just that I started looking for track clubs that would take in five-year-olds, and there weren't any. So I, you know, continue researching. Then I just got to the point where, you know, I would take them to the track myself and do some training and do some workouts. And, you know, parents would ask me, you know, what I was doing and if their kids can jump in and do some things. And, you know, it started up with a little small group. Once we eventually became a club, I met a guy that used to run a program in Dell City years prior, but it went defunct. And he gave me a lot of the different activities and sites that I can go to where they would have youth fun runs. And from there, the fun runs led to me getting about eight kids our first year. And then and actually my oldest daughter, mother two, was a part of it. So I had eight little ones. And that was the beginning of Dell City Lightning Track Club. And that first year, went to a bunch of fun runs and met people, and you know, it just sort of snowballed into seeing what the sport, you know, had to offer. And then the next year, it was time to try it again, and this is when it got professional. At that point, it wasn't anything on paper, it wasn't a website, it was, you know, just, you know, some kids getting together and me being a coach, and you know, and one of the other parents joined in and was helping coaching. My wife was, you know, helping out with things, and it was more of a parent type involvement of just, you know, trying to explore with a couple of 5-year-olds and, you know, 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds. And 15 years, this is going on 15 years, is our 15th season. And 15 years later, we're up to about 175 athletes going into this outdoor season. So it's been a great experience. Congrats. Yes, thank you. Thank you. During that 15 years, I think around year three or four, we became a nonprofit program and started really working in the community and doing a lot of programming from that standpoint of with youth involvement in the sport of track, whether it's, you know, sprints, the distance. As years progressed, I started to get more parents and more kids and to join the program. And that's when my coaching pool started to progress with the program. I will say we are, and one of the things we pride ourselves on and calling ourselves Lightning Family. All of the coaches, you know, have kids that started in the program, you know, and some of them now are running and playing football in college. And then as well as the coaches now, they may have a kid in the program. So we take a lot of vested interest in what we do and what we provide for the athletes.
What does sports make you feel?
For me, it gives me, you know, I've been playing, you know, since I probably was five, I'm playing sports, and it just builds a lot of confidence throughout the years, through my experience with track, and now being able to just watch, you know, I've watched kids literally, you know, grow up, you know, from, you know, age three and four. We have some kids on a team that their siblings was a part of the program, and now they're a part of the program. And it, you know, it's been able to offer, you know, a lot of confidence to our athletes, a balance, you know, with today's society, with students, because we also, you know, talk a lot about athletes. academics, and you know, our athletes being, you know, student athletes first, and it gives them a balance where they're, you know, going to school, they have homework, you know, then they have, you know, practice. So it keeps them on a, you know, a positive schedule. The social environment, I feel we bring, you know, with you getting a lot of kids from different environments coming together and helping each other, you know, in a sport that they enjoy doing. So it's sort of that mentor and that peer-to-peer relationship that I feel, you know, our program, you know, is exceptional at. And from that standpoint, you have the involvement of a lot of kids that may not be, you know, with basketball. It's five athletes. You know, I mentioned it's 107. You really have 5 to 10 kids on the program, you know, on a basketball team, and you have your first string, your second string, you know, things of that sort. But with track, even though we train as a group, it's still individual, you know. So a lot of the things that we teach the kids and pride on is just focusing on their individual development. And that's why I love the sport. I mean, we've had, you know, kids that are exceptional athletes. We have some that may be exceptional students, and they're participating in pro because they just love to run. And they just, you know, looking at fitness, well, they still can be involved. You know, every track event that we have, you know, we have them focus on their times or their distance if they're in a field event. And each week, you can see success. You see improvement. You know, we talk to them about everyone wants to be first, second, and third, get, you know, the gold and silver, you know, thing. But with our programs, we highlight everybody, you know, from them. And we call it PRs, which is personal records. So, you know, we have the kids, you know, let us know at the and announce to everybody that they got a PR, you know, at the last meet, and this their new time, you know. And it just shows that confidence, and just, you know, have them feel, you know, like, they are an athlete. They are improvement. Rather than you was last in one meet, you know, you ran a mile and it took you 7 minutes, and the next meet you did it in 6.5. You may still, you know, you may still be last, but that's a huge individual improvement. And that's what we pride on the kids to focus there, you know. And then as they come together as a group during practice, everyone is helping each other get better. Motivation is a big key, you know, to the sport. So, you know, with track and field, you know, for anyone that's never been a part of it or had their kid a part of it, and sort of, you know, they may have tried, you know, basketball, they may have tried football, things of that sort. They may have tried volleyball, a different aspect. But with track and field, it's to be you know, more biased, but actually experiencing and playing a lot of different sports. It's the foundation of anything you're doing. You know, we're teaching running, we're teaching jumping, you know, we're teaching, you know, fitness, staying in shape, you know, being able to control your heart rate, being able to just participate in a group, as well as learning things to help you individually. So I feel it's the best sport, you know, out there, because from there, you can, you know, you get this foundation. You can now feel confident that you can venture into another sport. You know, I can, you know, run and participate in something else, because now I've developed that foundation. So we have kids from multiple sports now, which I will say that I don't, you know, think a lot of other sports may draw from, but from everywhere, from even swimming. You know, we're a good off season for swimming. So we may be another athlete's secondary sport, helping them in their primary, and vice versa. So I feel the athletes can get a lot, you know, from track and field.
What is it like seeing the kids' confidence level rise as they go through the team?
That keeps me in it. As I just sort of started with, you know, having my children start at a young age. Now they're off and they actually still running. My twin daughters are now running at VCU and they're in their sophomore season. But during high school, that's when they, you know, started running from high school, and a lot of the athletes in general. But that feeling, you know, once I wasn't working with them as much, and started to have more kids and just see, that's what keeps me involved. You know, now, you know, I'm, you know, kidless as far as the program, but I feel all the athletes are, you know, a part, you know, of you know, a kid or one of my kids or one of what we call lightning kids, because just seeing them start at a young age, maybe not being able to be the fastest runner or run the furthest distance, but seeing after going through a season and a few track meets, you see that smile on their face. We're coming off our first track meet for this season outdoor yesterday. We were at an event in Gainesville High School, and this year is our largest season ever. We have a lot of, we started 8-7, but we have a lot of 7 and 8, 9 year olds that, you know, are just getting into sports. That's another thing, you know, now that the sport itself has grown since 2010. I've been a witness to that. It's grown tremendously. So a lot of these kids that we had yesterday, this is their first time being in a competitive environment. And we talked to them leading to it because the past month we've been practicing with each other. And they don't, you know that, okay, when we show up, you know, we have a team of 100, but it's going to be 10 other teams of 100. And a lot of kids in lining up and seeing and just seeing their faces when they're watching the other teams warm up. I sit back and watch a lot of that because I've done it, you know, so many years. And then having them, you know, once they finish their event, come back, you know, smiling, whether they was first, whether it was just the adrenaline that they had of actually competing and seeing. So looking forward to practice today, because the day after our first meet is always an eye opener. Some of the kids that may have thought they were better than what they were, they're practicing harder. Some of those that didn't practice hard at all, you know, didn't get a medal or and they like, okay, now I want to do this so I can, you know, I want to be that next kid that they call their name out on the, you know, the loudspeaker that, you know, so-and-so, had, you know, just ran, you know, this distance, or they came in first place. Just watching that, you know what I mean? It, as a coach and a head coach, get to see that. That's my passion there, just seeing that improvement and keeping them involved. Another thing is just hearing from parents at times. You know, as and I'll say that as a coach, probably for every sport, we like hearing when the parents are just reach out and let you know, you know, how much you've helped their child, whether they were a star athlete. And that's the benefit, you know, a lot of it. It, you know, some of the star athletes, you know, that's there, you know, that's fine, you're proud of them. But then it's your middle level athlete or your lesser known athlete, when that parent say how much you did for them and their confidence, they're probably excelling somewhere totally else that you don't get to see. So they're reaching back and letting you know, like, you know, just being a part of your program, you know, the confidence you gave my son or daughter, you know, has just been excellent. The experience itself, you know, has given them, you know, something that can carry them forward. You know, it's track and field. It's a lot of ups and downs, you know, but, you know, being able to deal with that adversity, you know, injury, you know, that's with all sports. But, you know, have at a young age, you know, the athletes get injured. They have to sit out a while. And it's just learning. There's so many life lessons learned in sports as a whole. Back to your original question, as I talk, you know, I, you know, personally feel it's a lot of life lessons that you can get out of it. And just being involved with the sport, any sport, you know, from having the success, having to the failures, you know, having to set goals, you know, your coach setting goals for you, for team goals or individual, you setting goals for yourself. That's something we start the season off with, especially our, you know, when we talking to the returners and we say, you know, we want you to now and visualize where you want to be, where you want your time or distance to be, you know, at the end of the season. You know, we start in April, we end in July, you know, so it's that 3 months, that 4 months of training and doing something you enjoy, where you want to see yourself at the end. So these are things that, you know, youth can take, you know, further from the academic standpoint, further in life, further when they start getting jobs and things of that sort. You get excited about accomplishing something that you set for yourself.
For me, I ran track. I did the 2 mile and 1 mile in high school. And, you know, being in high school has the stresses and stuff. But when running, I got to focus and relax. So how does, you know, track not only help your physical health, but help your mental health as well?
Oh, well, back to that confidence, you know, mental for us, I feel, our environment. I love for you to come out to a practice, you know, maybe, and, you know, see, and just see, you know, we have a big meet coming up, May 18th, that we host, the 9th annual Lightning Relays at Gainesville High School. Coming out to that event would be awesome, especially having that experience of running in the past. Yeah. If you've never been to a club meet, you'll see, you know, a little, like I said, 5-year-olds running, you know, from that young age and to all the way through our high school, just being able to see them compete, you know, from against other teams, you know, is just fun to watch. But to the question, for your mental, just giving them something to look forward to. You know, with you mentioning stresses in high school, and now, you know, we have it all the way down to middle school. You know, being a coach, I feel, you know, I'm more of a coach, a father figure, a mentor, a social worker, all the different things now that these the youth have to deal with. You know, they have a lot of this new information age. They have a lot of information at a young age and having to determine, you know, different things. This gives them a time that when I come here, this is what I'm supposed to do. It's a structure, you know, and there's no pressure. You know, the pressure is only what you set for yourself. But we always talk about, you know, from that standpoint, we want you to enjoy the sport. That's on our website. It's one of the biggest things we talk about, you know, when new athletes join the program. First thing is we want them to enjoy the sport. You know, I want them to enjoy running, being in shape, being on time, you know, for an event. That's a lot of, you know, where that structure and responsibility that, and when they're able to do those things, that's where that confidence come in. You know, you see, I can show up on time. I can do, you know, 50 jumping jacks. I can do 20 push-ups. Like, you know, these things, because when you start off, they're able to see it and then take that on somewhere else. Whereas school, you know, they start so young and they're learning different things. And you say, yeah, that pressure with the A's, the B's and C's and different things from there. But with sports, this is that time you can take away from that and then focus more on your physical, you know, activity. So I feel that right there, you know, is the biggest, you know, from that the stress, you know, taken away from school or whatever, you know, issue that they may have. And we get even personal. It could be family issues that they have. This is a time that now you're engulfed with, you know, in this environment where you have, you know, anywhere from 30 to 40 other kids your age that are out having fun, that are out challenging themselves. So this is that hour and a half out of the day, a lot of them look forward to. And I can see that on their face. I can see that, you know, from them continuously coming, as opposed to something that's forced, you know, and we say that to them, you know, a lot of times, you know, you have your ups and downs. And as coaches, we may have had a practice plan and they've came really, really talkative. You know, haven't seen the kids, you know, and we know, and we count those days. But then there's some days, coach, like, we have to get through this workout. Then we talk to them at the end. And one of my biggest saying, you know, for them is that, you know, if you're, you know, looking to get better and you're looking to improve, you know, sometimes you have to focus. You might have come in, had a hard day from school or you have some stresses but this is your time right here to just take your deep breath. You know, we start off with slow with our technique warm ups, and that's sort of that time from them to get, you know, to get warmed up, get loose, you know, talk to a friend that you have on your team that's not at your school. You know, that's another big thing. You know, our team is so large that a lot of the kids, you know, you're meeting from the whole Prince William area, from us having kids in Stafford and even Fairfax come to the program. This year we have someone from even Rockville, you know, Maryland, and that parent just spoke to me about how much he's heard about it. So, you know, gave him options of a couple fruit programs in Maryland that he's driving past, but you know, he's, you know, really liked the program, that, you know, and his kid liked the program and liked the coaches and the attention and detail, you know, that we set for, you know, the athletes and as well as the parents. Because even though we're working with the youth, I think our structure, and I think what why we're so large, a lot of parents like that structure that we give the kids, but we also give them structure. You know, we have volunteer parents, you know, from our what we call our volunteer moms, you know, even some of the dads that help guide, you know, our new parents through this experience. Because track, you know, as you do know, you know, in experience, it's not like football or soccer. You're playing four quarters and you go home. You know, we're up at 6 a.m. and like yesterday, we're leaving the track meet at 8 p.m. Like that's nothing for the week. You know, you have to have that mental right there, just knowing you're there all day. And that leads me back to, you know, just talking, leads me back to that mental aspect that the athletes learn and gain from here. You know, you run and you might not have your event for another 2 hours, you know, so now you have to refocus, especially our older athletes, you know, refocus them, you know, go warm up on your own, things of that sort. So they sort of start to learn, you know, how to take care of themselves, you know, even from that, just the sport, knowing that they want to do better. They've been off for this past 2 hours and now they hear the age group is back up. And it's like, okay, now I have to refocus and get going. So I would say that. Oh, and then from there, leadership. So a lot of our athletes that are now older, you know, at that same point, we have them, you know, getting either the younger groups together or either their group, you know, being a captain of their group, like, all right, we're the 400 meter groups coming. Let's go warm up, stretch, things of that sort. So athletes are able to get leadership, you know, as well, skills from participating in track and field and probably more sports, but definitely from track, you know, they get that leadership as well from it.
What is your favorite event?
My favorite event is the 400 meter. We sort of pride ourselves on creating, because that's that in between. So it's even a rationale, you know, from that, you know, I think it's the most feared event because you don't really have that time to like jog and sort of prepare. You have to be mindset to just go out. And then it's a large distance too, you know, where the 100 meter, you know, the 100 meter, you're fast and there's no time to think. But it's so fast, it's almost like, okay, it's over and done. You know, whereas at 400, you're running almost at that same speed, but you still have that long time to get there. So that's that in between from you being, you know, what we call sprinters, you know, from that 400 down, as you know, or being able to work your way up and be a distance runner as well. So love watching the 400, you know, and then what we, you know, talk to and what I talk to the athletes about the 400, you know, is one of those events that regardless of your athletic ability, it's a lot of heart, determination and will, and you can develop that from there. You know, it's a lot of, you know, you may be the fastest in that sprint. You may have the furthest, you know, can run for 2-3 miles, you know, conditioned to do that, where some athletes can't. But that in between right there is where everybody can develop and be well, you know, be a good athlete right at that level. So those are some of the things I like about the 400. But yeah, that's my favorite event.
You said some of the kids start at 7 years old. Mm-hmm. What is it like seeing them grow up?
Oh, so growing up, so this is one, well, just that experience. Right now, as I mentioned, my daughters, you know, starting them very young. And the athletes that started around that time that I'm mentioning. Now, when I go to college meets, I just went to one at UVA last week. And just seeing, you know, another 5-6 athletes, you know, not including my daughters, participate and on that level, it had me reflecting on that is a great experience. And then now starting to get that age where I have some of the athletes that I train. I don't have their kids yet, but I may have one of their siblings, you know, so I have, you know, I have their siblings that they participate that were younger, you know, there that are now on the team. And, you know, I can always lean back like, well, your brother or your sister, you did this. Or even now I have an uncle, you know, or your uncle, you know, used to do this when I worked out and trained and comparing them to. So just seeing that whole experience and knowing where they could be. Now I'm able, with so many long experience, I can project, you know, where you can be. And like, if you follow these, you can, you're eligible, and your school would definitely want you, and can look for a scholarship, whether it's Division One, Division Two, Division Three. And with track, you know, it, part of that sale to the youth is, you know, keeping your grades up, because, you know, you can be the best athletically, but they can't offer you a scholarship if you don't, you know, focus on your grades. And that's that backfall in there, you know, having them like, right. If I want to get a scholarship, I have to excel in the classroom, you know, also to make the two combine. So seeing that is a big thrill, or them coming to tell me, you know, that they may honor there, you know, and they have, awards ceremonies, and I'm missing practice, you know, coach, I got to miss practice, this, that, and other, you know, like, oh, you know, and then they say, what is for, you know, getting on a roll, you know, it's like, that's awesome.
What motivates you?
Motivates me. So that's part of my why. I always say that, and I might post a lot on my Instagram about that, because I reflect a lot. Consider myself an introvert, even though I work with athletes all day. But what motivates me is seeing that raw talent, and seeing that they can get better. You know, by, you know, listening. By putting effort in it. Our mantra, our team mantra, is hard work, dedication. It's one of the sayings that we say at the end of every practice. We come together, and all, you know, hands in the air, and, you know, we say hard work, dedication. And that right there is the framework and the groundwork for, you know, our program, you know, for our youth. You know, if they do these things, something good can happen from it. And that's what motivates me from there.
When you started this in 2010, did you ever think it was going to grow to what it is now?
Not at all. My daughter just recently asked me that. We just opened our 15th year. And I was reflecting. I sent them some old pictures and texts. But this year we opened with 15 just being a, you know, a number. But we opened on April 3rd, which was their birthday. So they turned 20 on April 3rd, and we're starting our 15th season. So we had some back and forth texts, you know, in general. And they, of course, was not young enough. But I'm bringing up this story because I just spoke it to them. But that first year that I mentioned, when it was just eight of us going around, and we did all the meets that, you know, were up for the summer. And now the year, you know, wraps back around, and I took them out to work out. You know, it was like, all right, you know, weather's good, let's go run. And one of them was like, where's everybody at? And I was like, well, it's just, you know, it's just us. And like, it's not, we're not going to do the team thing anymore. And then I just, so like internally, just like, yeah. And that was the moment where I was like, all right, started a website, started, you know, doing different things, you know, as far as putting up flyers at Dell City. Remember going to Dell City Rec, putting up flyers, and, you know, a couple of other places in the Woodbridge area. Internet wasn't so easy, you know, around that time, you know, so it was a lot of word of mouth, you know, going around from there. But I say that to say to get back, no, at that one moment, I thought that was just a little fun run we put together. Maybe I'll get them in basketball, and trying that. And from that standpoint on, I started just doing my own research on track and field and coaching and how to be, you know, better at that sport. So I never thought it would go this far at all. Yeah. That wasn't the initial goal. Initial goal was just, you know, to get, you know, your kids active and, you know, and them being young. And then it became fun going to meet and just seeing, you know, the kids. As I mentioned before, that standpoint, I was coaching basketball, you know, because that was my sport. So I've always been, you know, that's been my why to begin with, even before Dell City Track Club was working with youth. What brought me out here? I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. I went to Michigan State for undergrad and Southern Illinois for grad school and majored in justice administration. So moved out here to work with the Department of Justice, and I had interned with the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency. So that's what moved me out here, you know, and working with you. So that's my professional, you know, passion and background to begin with also is working with youth and juvenile and prevention, delinquency prevention. So it's sort of how was already built to work with youth in that framework. So I started coaching because that sport was my love. But, you know, getting into track and then loving that sport, it's always been that framework with, you know, working with adolescent youth and helping them, you know, build character. One of the another big things we talk about. And the biggest thing that I boast about the program beyond the, you know, the accolades of the individual athletes. And when we talk to parents and do that parent meeting, you know, more or less looking at Delsey Lightning Track Club to be something to build character for our youth. You know, we have a community environment, but that character goes further than even their athletic ability would take them.
Where do you want to see the team in the next 3 to 5 years?
3 to 5 years. Well, I can't say as large because now unless we start to get what's on the table. I don't know if you're familiar with the new track and field stadium that's or the sports center that's being proposed that will have a indoor track in it in Woodbridge area. But I'm looking for something like that, something big from not necessarily the team, but for the sport itself. I would love to see in 5 years, you know, if one of the things having a large club like us, we do work with Parks and Rec for assignment for our tracks. But of course, with school events and different things, we get bumped a lot and moved around. Where we may have to cancel practice or we may have to, you know, have to move to a different site. Love for at some point it'd be just a site set for track and field. You know, you have different areas where they may have soccer fields and things set just for that sport, you know, or baseball, you know, set for that sport. What we don't have in our, at least in our area, is somewhere set for track and field, you know, where we know we'll have a practice location, and that would be the first option. You know, there, I would love for something like that to happen in the next 3 or 4, you know, 5 years. Individually for the program, I want it to continue to grow. I would love to see, you know, more of our athletes now get the opportunity to, well, we started traveling, we do travel, but have the opportunity for scholarships as they get older. This year, I think I have about 3 or 4 seniors that'll be going off to college. But right now, this is our largest group at that 13 through 16 age. You know, going back, you sort of do the math of how the program is growing. So now we're at that large age. And so seeing a lot of these kids, you know, get scholarship opportunities in the next 3 to 5 years. And now someone brought to my attention, like, we need to start what time the word was used was a family tree, but basically showing a tree of a lot of our athletes, like in what schools they're off to and different things at that standpoint. So I love to see that. We've had our athletes return and from and coach in the summer, you know, so some of our athletes that are off into college, they've returned, you know, and help out, you know, during their summer months to help out with the younger kids. So I would love to see that grow, you know, a little bit more as our athletes get older and start their careers. That's probably my biggest, you know, passion I won't use the word dream and make it sound so hypeful, but just I would love to see more of the athletes come back, and then, you know, as they moved in and maybe set their grounds in Woodbridge and have their professional job, and now more of our coaches be instead of parents, I can now say this coach is a former athlete. That's what I'm, you know, looking forward to. This year I have one athlete that lives in the area, and I call him a junior coach. So he's, you know, been helping out here and there. So that you know, starting me with that thinking like, you know what, it'll be great to look up. And, you know, now, you know, I might just be doing, you know, more of the real management, and the actual coaches, you know, are athletes that went through our program. That'll be exceptional.
How can people reach out and learn more?
Yeah, so we have our website. Our website is Dell City Track, DaleCityTrack. So DellCityTrack.org. A lot of our information is there on the website. But for a lot of the up-to-date information, like everything else, our social media platforms are have a lot of our information. We're on Instagram as Dell City Track. So the same, you type that in on Instagram, you'll see our page. You'll see a lot of the accolades from our athletes throughout the years. You'll see a lot. We go live at times from practice. We go live, you know, from some of the track events. You'll see a lot of that. So following our Instagram and Facebook. So, you know, both of them have the same. So it just depends on you as the user interface. If you prefer Facebook, you'll find a lot of that information there. We sort of post, well, not sort of, but we post, you know, on both of them, and we go live on both. So Facebook and Instagram, you'll find a lot of information. With Facebook, it's Dell City Lightning. So as soon as you start typing that, that comes up as well, you know, on there. So that platform is where we put a lot of the information as far as the day-to-day. You know, we get calls and information. Well, what is a practice like and things of that sort? And I refer them to the Instagram. Like, you can go to Instagram, you see a lot of our kids working out. You know, or Facebook, you can see a lot of them working out. Accolades through the years, we've actually been AAU National Club of the Year, which is probably, we've done that actually twice. We've been recognized in Virginia as a Virginia club. Up under USATF, we've had many athletes win Athlete of the Year award throughout the years. So even from internally and locally, we get accolades, but we've already branched out and had success nationally. I've had people move to the area and say, you know, they may have come from, for instance, North Carolina or Georgia, and say, you know, they talked to their coach down there and they told them, when you get to that area, look up Dell City Lightning. So that's an awesome feeling as well, you know, to know that clubs, not only in this area, because that happens a lot when, move around, someone's moving. So a coach let me know, hey, I have an athlete moving to your area, I referred them to you. But when you hear that from a club that you might not even have ties with, or know the coach, but they know your club's name and know from probably an event, a national event, because we compete all the way through to the Junior Olympics each year. So, you know, a national club from another area, you know, saying and referring them, that also is big on just letting us know that we're doing a lot, you know, for the athletes in our community.